Say what you want about Hillary Clinton's politics. Her rise as the first female presidential nominee is historic. And for women of a certain age, the prospect of a madam president is a big deal. Take 102-year-old Arizona delegate Jerry Emmett, who was born before women were allowed to vote. CNN caught her nomination during the roll call of states at the Democratic National Convention.
And 51 votes for the next president of the United States of America, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
For younger generations, the achievement doesn't necessarily carry the same weight. For many millennials, it's not a question of if a woman could be president, it's only a matter of when. Nonetheless, the next generation is taking notes, says University of South Florida political science professor Susan McManus.
But has it been a spark to young women thinking about a political career, whether it's Democrat or Republican? You bet.
The idea that a girl can be president, that a boy can have a female role model, is powerful, even for those who aren't aspiring politicians.
It makes me feel like I can do anything as a career and not just be narrowed down to these few careers that are supposedly what women are supposed to do.
I think it's pretty cool, but at the same time, women shouldn't be forced into the position of, voting for her just because she is a woman.
It gives you kind of a rush of adrenaline, this just feeling in your chest that you know that you can do anything now, and no one can tell you no for once.
That was Paige Carey, Marissa Ponder, and Emma Bryson, all between 11 and 13 years old and aspiring scientists. They're pretty excited about a female president, but statistically, girls are less likely to pursue leadership positions. Researchers point to a confidence gap, saying girls tend to undersell their abilities.
Boys will apply for positions, including positions of leadership, certain job postings, even if they are only about half or more qualified, whereas women tend to apply for positions only if they see themselves as 100% qualified.
That's Florida State University education policy professor Laura Perez Felkner. She studies the social factors behind underrepresentation and why minorities make the career and educational choices they do.
On the whole, women tend to be more reluctant to go for positions of power, positions in leadership, as well as positions where they are underrepresented.
And the research shows that representation, simply seeing someone like you in positions of power, is very important.
People can dream in a more realistic, vivid color. And even if there are things that set them back along the way, there's still a bit more realism attached to the possibility.
Political scientist Susan McManus is studying just how many women are jumping into Florida politics, and she says a female presidential candidate makes a difference.
We've already seen a rise in the candidacies of women, whether it's for state legislative or congressional posts or for local posts.
Equal representation is about so much more than gender, and the prospect of a female president won't fix inequality overnight, but it builds a pathway for generations to come. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.